In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
This kind of comes on the heels of a compliance phase that was initiated back in the latter part of 2006. We had a ruling there where a panel ruled that the U.S. had not taken the appropriate steps to comply with the panel decision. The U.S. promptly appealed that ruling, but this was a finding in the appellate panel where they largely sided with Brazil and still ruled that the U.S. had not taken appropriate steps to comply.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Because it was based on market conditions that are not what we understand today, or really the program that we have in place today. I don't know if we see any necessarily immediate term impacts of this. There's still a couple of phases of the case that we have to play out, and I think probably growers have a lot of other things on their mind right now as they plant this year's crop, but certainly it's something we're concerned about and we'll continue to monitor.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If we look at the new Farm Bill, it makes some additional changes to the Export Credit Guarantee Program, which was one of the programs that the panel found fault with. It also comes in and lowers the target price for cotton, so it lowers support rates for cotton. And we're also expecting expenditures under the new law to be less than they were under the O2 bill. So I think in many ways, and in most ways, you'd be able to say that this bill that we've put in place would actually be more WTO friendly.